The virtual event happens August 3rd through 12th in this year of 2020. 4 days away at least. I'm not even counting at this point. It's almost here. Let's talk on behalf of the Early Learning Neighborhood Collaborative to you, Eva Martinez, Community Outreach Manager. Eva, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley.
Kobe McMaster, Director of Development and Communications. Hi, Kobe.
Hi, Shelley.
Kobe, tell me about your ELNC, please.
So ELNC is an initiative that is vested in changing the current reality of vulnerable children in Grand Rapids. And in order to create this change, ELNC has developed and is implementing an intentional early childhood education service system to provide, expand, and sustain the capacity of high-quality early care and education programs in vulnerable neighborhoods of Grand Rapids.
Very nice. And obviously, I trust you're busy. How have you all taken on this new challenge of COVID-19, please?
So we've hit it head on, I think. All of our staff have been able to work from home. We've been pretty lucky in that sense. And, you know, our programs did end early back in March, but we still have a lot of services to provide for our families, especially the one, you know, we serve some of the most vulnerable families in Grand Rapids, and their needs never stop. So we continuously try to meet their needs as much as possible.
Let's move on then to, as we meet the needs, there are dollars that are needed to do this. And you're looking forward to a pretty cool celebration and what? Reflecting on the past 10 years of impacting kids in Grand Rapids?
Yeah, so we were originally going to throw our gala fundraiser back in April. Obviously, that didn't happen. And so in order to raise funds for our two-generational model to early childhood education, we chose to postpone it to a virtual event starting next Monday. And we were really hoping that we could celebrate in person to celebrate our 10 years. This is our 10-year anniversary of ELNC. But instead, we're going to celebrate for 10 days virtually via our Facebook page and a fundraising page as well, and which will include a silent auction.
Very cool. Let's get into that then. Eva, bringing you into the communication as Community Outreach Manager. Yes, so we have a virtual event that happens August 3rd, which, doing the math, I think is Monday morning. What's happening?
So, Shelley, we are so excited because this is our first virtual gala. It's called ICONS, which stands for Impacting Children in Our Neighborhood. And we have so many guests coming in. We have entertainment happening. Our silent auction, which is one of the things I'm really excited about because we have over 50 things that will be given away, or I'm not giving away, we'll be putting up for auction. And it's really exciting because we have some... We have something for everyone. So, for example, John Ball Park is coming in with a package which includes a package for a family of five, which is it includes unlimited zip line, the funicular. You even get a camel ride and a budgie aviary. So you get to stop into that. So all you bird lovers. We also have things like David Wiergan Lauk is coming in with a custom estate plan, which would include wills, a trust, medical power of attorney, which is something really unusual, but it's something that we all need. And so that's one of our bigger packages. But if you, of course, you have a taste for a sweet tooth, we have nothing bundt cakes. And
yeah,
if you've tried those, Shelley, they are wonderful.
And the Spogels are such community supporters, too. Thank you.
They are. And they've actually been open for a short time, but they have hit the ground running as far as community support. So for our galas, they have always been the ones who have participated in our gala and given us the bundt cakes. So instead of missing out on the bundt cakes, we still have an opportunity to be able to actually have a taste of their wonderful bundt cakes this year. So we do have a few other things, but like I said, the list is long. The great thing is there are packages that are going to be at the lower cost, and higher price packages. So there's a variation because we want everyone to be able to participate.
Yes, important. And I trust every dollar goes right back into, well, how this is dubbed as icons impacting children of our neighborhoods. So whether I spend $50 or $500, thank you for that that opportunity. What else would you like to add to this, Kobe?
I just want to explain our two-generational approach to early childhood education, and that is through our EPIC model. EPIC stands for Empowering Parents Impacting Children, and the core strategy of the model is to provide support through the services of a family coach to families as they identify and address barriers preventing them from meeting their basic needs and developing a social capital building plan.
It's very nice. Again, talking all things opportunity to support a very important organization in our own backyard. We often call you the ELNC, the Early Learning Neighborhood Collaborative, more important now than ever. The third annual ICONS fundraiser that celebrates 10 years. Speaking with Kobe McMaster and Ava Martinez. So again, basically there, I know my buddy Jennifer Posca will actually be helping with the kickoff event.
Yes, so Jennifer is great and she agreed to be our MC for the event. And a little bit more clarification, I know we did say that this is going on for 10 days. The live portions of the event are on Monday at 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., and then we have a closing event on Wednesday the 12th at 6 to 6:30 p.m. as well. So we're not live every single day, but we'll be live for an hour total for the 10 days. So that's definitely something to look forward to.
And is that live event such that I have to register for, or can I go right to, well, you probably mentioned this, a Facebook page to see it?
You can go right to our Facebook page to see it. We do recommend that people register. There is a Google form that we have. It is free registration, so you know anyone can log onto their Facebook or go to our fundraising page. It'll be streamed there as well. But so we know who's watching, we want to get in touch with the people who are watching our gala. So we do recommend that people do register. And the link is on our Facebook and the fundraising site as well.
Awesome. Well, no need to be reminded that this is an important event. Fundraising still has to happen, but we all do it in a different way, you bet. All right, your final word, if you would, Ava.
Yes, so there is still time to be a sponsor. So you can reach out to me at Ava, E-V-A, at ELNCGR.org. Or if you want to donate anything, we would be so grateful. And once again, that money goes to support our EPIC program, which is Empowering Parents Impacting Children.
All right, Kobe McMaster, again, thank you for you and Neva for this opportunity to learn about another way to support, well, our future. Your final word, Kobe?
I just, you know, we hope it's successful, and we want to make the biggest impact we can on the families who are enrolled in our programs, and we hope everyone joins us.
You bet. Third annual ICONS, Impacting Children of Our Neighborhoods, virtual fundraiser that begins August 3rd to raise funds for those taking the opportunities of the talents of Early Learning Neighborhood Collaborative. Thanks, Kobe and Ava.